When a song goes viral today, the headlines usually say things like, "This track took over TikTok and made the artist a star overnight." It sounds like magic, like the digital fairy tale of the streaming age. Millions of plays, millions of fans, and surely millions of dollars. But behind the beats, the memes, and the endless looping videos, the real story is more complicated. Who actually gets paid when a song goes viral, and how much? That's what we're going to unpack in this first episode of Behind the Charts, the podcast that reveals the money behind the music. Let's begin with the basics of how streaming revenue works. On platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, or YouTube, payments are not made per play in a simple, fixed way. Instead, they operate on a pooled revenue system. Every month, the platform adds up all the subscription money and ad revenue, then pays rights holders proportionally based on total streams. So if your song makes up 1% of all plays that month, you and your partners split 1% of the pot. The average per stream payout on Spotify lands somewhere between 3 cents and 5 cents. On YouTube, it can be even lower. TikTok is stranger. In most cases, it pays a flat license fee to rights holders, not per use. So millions of viral videos can generate surprisingly little money unless the song drives people to Spotify or Apple Music afterward. So if a song racks up 100 million streams on Spotify, that could translate to around $400,000. That sounds like a lot until you see how it's divided. Here's where the splits come in. Every song has two main sides of rights: the sound recording, often owned by a record label, and the composition, owned by publishers and songwriters. When streaming payouts arrive, they are divided between these camps. Roughly 70 to 80% goes to the recording side. The rest goes to the publishing side. Let's use an example. Say an independent artist writes, records, and releases a song entirely by themselves. In that rare case, they own both the recording and the composition. If the song goes viral, nearly all the revenue flows back to them, minus whatever distribution fees they pay to services like DistroKid or TuneCore. But this is unusual. In most professional releases, there are multiple writers, a producer, maybe a featured artist, and a label. Suddenly that $400,000 is being sliced like a cake at a crowded birthday party. The label typically takes 60 to 80% of recording revenue, depending on the deal. The producer might get points, which are percentages of royalties. Songwriters share the publishing slice, often in fractions, 25% here, 10% there, depending on how many people are credited. If the song has samples, part of the publishing goes to whoever owns the original work. And if the artist has management, they take their 15 to 20% commission. Before long, the actual performer might see only a modest cut of the viral windfall. Let's look at a real case, Lil Nas X's Old Town Road. The song first went viral on TikTok in 2019, exploding into one of the biggest hits in history. Lil Nas X initially uploaded it independently, which meant early traction benefited him directly. But once the song caught fire, Columbia Records signed him, and that meant a standard label split. On top of that, the track sampled Nine Inch Nails, 34 Ghosts 4. This meant songwriting and publishing credits, and therefore royalties, had to be shared with Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. Even though the performance was all Lil Nas X, the money was being carved into multiple slices behind the scenes. Another example is Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License. The song blew up on TikTok and streaming platforms, smashing records with hundreds of millions of plays in weeks. Rodrigo co-wrote it with producer Dan Nigro, so publishing is split between them. On the recording side, she was signed to Geffen Records, meaning the label takes a significant share. While the headline was that Rodrigo became an overnight star, the financial reality is that viral success also meant her label and publisher enjoyed massive revenue. There's also the curious role of TikTok itself. Many people assume that if their song is used in thousands or millions of videos, money must come pouring in. But TikTok generally operates on blanket licensing deals with record labels and publishers. That means the platform pays a lump sum for the right to host the music, and it's up to labels and rights holders to divide that money later. For independent artists, direct TikTok payments are minimal. The real value comes from virality translating into streams on Spotify, Apple Music, or YouTube, where revenue is more directly tied to plays. This raises an uncomfortable truth. Going viral doesn't guarantee getting rich. For many artists, it means exposure, attention, and maybe opportunities for touring or brand deals, but not necessarily financial security. The platforms and labels often capture more of the upside. Meanwhile, songwriters, who are the backbone of every hit, often receive the smallest checks. Another dimension is international streaming. Rates vary by country because subscription prices and ad revenue differ worldwide. 1 million plays in the United States might generate $3,000 or $4,000, while 1 million plays in India could be worth a fraction of that. Viral hits are global, but not all streams pay equally. That means artists might celebrate huge numbers on the charts, but see smaller than expected bank deposits. The complexities don't end there. Performance royalties, collected by organisations like ASCAP, BMI, or PRS, also play a role. Every time a song is performed on radio, television, or in public venues, these organisations track usage and pay the writers and publishers. For a viral hit, that can add another layer of income, but again, it depends on the contracts. So, who really gets paid when a song goes viral? The short answer, a lot of people, but not always the ones you expect. Labels, publishers, producers, songwriters, managers, and platforms all take their cut. The artist may be the face of the success, but behind the charts, the money is flowing in many directions. For artists, the lesson is clear. Owning your masters and publishing can be the difference between life-changing income and just a burst of fame. For listeners, it's a reminder that every stream you contribute is fueling a complex web of business deals. Viral fame is exciting, but the money story is often more sobering. In the end, the charts measure popularity, not profit. And that's why on this show, we'll keep asking, what's really happening behind the charts?